जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, यशोधानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरण अरविंद शिले श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की, प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की, श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की, वृंदावन धाम की, मथुरा धाम की, नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की, जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, गंगा माई की, यमुना माई की, तुलसी देवी की, भक्ति देवी की, समवेत भक्त वृंद की, गौर प्रेमानंदे, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो फिफ्थ चैप्टर वर्स नंबर 31। येनैवाहं भगवतो वासुदेवस्य वेदसः मायानुभावम् इदं येन येन गच्छन्ति तत्पदम् येनैवाहं भगवतो वासुदेवस्य वेदसः मायानुभावम् इदम् येन गच्छन्ति तत्पदम् येनैवाहं भगवतो वासुदेवस्य वेदसः मायानुभावम् विदम् येन गच्छन्ति तत्पदम्। येनैवाहं भगवतो वासुदेवस्य वेदसः अनुभावम् चन्ति तत्पदम् येनैवाहं भगवतो माताजी स्वयं ट्रांसलेशन बाय दैट कॉन्फिडेंशियल नॉलेज आई कुड अंडरस्टैंड क्लियरली द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ द एनर्जी ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा द क्रिएटर मेंटेनर एंड एनहिलेटर ऑफ एवरीथिंग बाय नोइंग दैट वन कैन रिटर्न टू हिम एंड पर्सनली मीट हिम परपोट by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. By devotional service or by most confidential knowledge, one can understand very easily how the different energies of the Lord are working. One part of His energy is manifesting the material world. The other part of His energy is manifesting the spiritual world. And His intermediate energy is manifesting the living entities who are serving either of the above mentioned energies. The living entities serving material energy are struggling hard for existence and happiness, which is presented to them as illusion. But those in the spiritual energy are placed under the direct service of the Lord in eternal life, complete knowledge and perpetual bliss. The Lord desires, as He directly said in the Bhagavad Gita, that all the conditioned souls rotting in the kingdom of material energy come back to Him by giving all the engagements in the material world. This is the most confidential part of the knowledge. But this can be understood only by the pure devotees, and only such devotees enter the kingdom of God to see Him personally and to serve Him personally. The concrete example is Narada himself, who attained the stage of eternal knowledge and eternal bliss. And the ways and means are open to all, provided one agrees to follow the footsteps of Sri Narada Muni. According to Shruti, the Supreme Lord has unlimited energies, as described under the three principal headings as above mentioned. ओम ज्ञान्तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदामहं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये पाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। So we welcome all the devotees who have gathered for the Srimad Bhagavatam class. Today is also the disappearance day of Gauridas Pandit and Srila Rupa Goswami. Actually, the previous verse on which Nityanand Charan Prabhu gave such a nice lecture yesterday, the translation of the previous verse actually shows us our position also, because that I really loved the translation of yesterday's verse. As they were leaving, those Bhaktivedantas who are very kind to poor hearted souls instructed me in that most confidential subject, which is instructed by the personality of Godhead himself. So Narad Muni is speaking that Bhaktivedantas who are kind to the poor hearted souls, and same thing has happened with us. It was A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, if I put there instead of Bhaktivedantas. As they were leaving, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, who is very kind to the poor hearted soul, has instructed us the most confidential subject, which is instructed by the personality of Godhead himself. And now he says that by the mercy of the knowledge received from the Bhaktivedantas, and now here this verse starts with by that confidential knowledge. Now everywhere it is written confidential knowledge, and we are speaking it, and it has been relayed by ISKCON Desiree and RG Media all over the world. And we say confidential knowledge, but actually it was confidential previously. And previously this Bhagavat Katha, as all of us know, was called as Amar Katha, because it was principle that whoever hears this becomes amar. So there is a very nice story in our Puranas where Narad Muni once visits Lord Shiva's abode when Shiva is not at home and Parvati is there alone. And then, you know, Narad Muni, actually people show him as if he speaks, you know, we say as he, you know, lit fire where there is no conflict. But it's not like that. Something good has to come up. So he talks to Mother Parvati that, do you know that the skulls which Lord Shiva is wearing, they are all skulls of ladies? And then he walks away. Now Parvati is waiting. You know, this is so bad that, you know, that he is wearing a garland of skulls and all those skulls are of ladies. So moment Lord Shiva comes in, she starts, you know, that what is this? What I heard, that you are wearing a garland of skulls and all those skulls are lady skulls. Now I am an anatomist. There is difference between male skull, female skull. That is one of our, you know, questions we ask in the exams. We show them a skull and we say male or female. There are difference. I don't want to go into details of that. What is the difference? But then Shiva said yes.
ladies, it is ladies' skull. Then she says, can I know who are those ladies around your neck? Then Lord Shiva says, actually you have taken birth so many times and every time you leave me, I pick up the skull and that's how this garland is made. Then Parvati, you know, she feels very nice that, okay, these are my skulls only. Such a good husband. Every time I die, he puts a... But then she asks him that, is there any way by which I can become Amar and not die like where you are? And then Lord Shiva says that for that you will have to hear Amar Katha. Amar Katha is Bhagavat Katha. And that is the purpose Lord Shiva took Parvati from the Kailash abode to Amarnath. So actually Amarnath, if you read the glories of Amarnath Dham, that is the place where Lord Shiva chose to speak Amar Katha. And the reason, there are various reasons what Lord Shiva left just to recite the Amar Katha and just so that Parvati could hear it. The first thing he left was his own house abode. So we have to give up our material engagements as we come to hear the Amar Katha. So most of you who are sitting here, the brahmacharis, you already left your home. That's what the purpose is. For listening Amar Katha, it's not possible sitting at home and listening. That's what Lord Shiva said. Now again, what happens in today's world? We may come here, even many householders come for the Bhagavatam, but they may carry their mobile with them. And even a brahmachari also. So again, mobile means you are connected to the material world. So Lord Shiva told us the first principle that for listening Amar Katha, mobile has to be switched off. Because you cut off yourself from the material world to listen the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the principle Lord Shiva has taught us. That he left Kailash Dham, he said, I cannot, because people will come here for some work, disturb us. How can we discuss Srimad Bhagavatam over here? So let us go to a place where only you and me are there and I will speak the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is a confidential knowledge. That's why we call it confidential knowledge. Now on the way, as he was nearing Amarnath, he told Nandi that, Nandi, now you stay here. So those who have gone to Amarnath Yatra, there are places where Lord Shiva left things. So there is a temple of Nandi also. So he said, Nandi. So Nandi said, what did I do? I also want to hear the Katha. And then Lord Shiva says, because you have those horns. And because you have horns, you hit people. So therefore you are not eligible to hear the Amar Katha. So what is the horns? Horns is the power given to us. So all of us are, you know, even whether a person is a brahmachari or whether a person is a householder or a sannyasi, everybody has some power to execute. But if we misuse the power, just because power hai, because if you see the bulls, many times, just because they have horns, they hit people. You see so many incidences where a bull is running in a village and whoever is coming in between, he has not done anything to the bull, but the bull will, yes. So he tells Nandi that because you misuse your horns, that is misuse your power, you stay here only. So Nandi stays there. Then he goes ahead and he takes out the moon. Moon is there on Lord Shiva's head. So next temple is of the moon on the way to Amarnath. So he drops the moon. So moon says, what did I do? So Lord Shiva says, because you are sitting on my head. And Katha cannot be heard if you sit on somebody's head. Katha always has to be heard by sitting down. the speaker sits, of course I am not so much eligible, but this is the Vyasasana. So always the speaker sits on the Vyasasana and we humble ourselves, that humility. So whenever we sit for a class, we should not be, you know, we have to give up all our knowledge that I am a speaker, I am a preacher, I am this, I am that. If unless we do that, we cannot learn from the speaker. Like in any medical college, engineering college, students have teachers of choice. That this teacher teaches nicely, so I attend his class. And this teacher does not teach nicely, so I bunk his class. So I always tell the students, it's not like that. Always sit. You will learn something. You will learn something. If you seek, you will learn something. So I am one of those bad teachers. So still I will request, you will learn something from my class. Please be seated. You know. So even if the teacher is bad, still we should sit. So the moon was sitting on the head. So he said, because you are always, you want a superior position, so I leave you here. Because one has to become humble to gain knowledge. Then after some time, the next temple which comes on the way to Amarnath is of the snake. So Lord Shiva, so snake said, "Are, I am your neck always." So he said, because you have tendency to be envious, I am leaving you here. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam is for Nirmatsaram Satam. So these are the lessons how just to teach this confidential knowledge. So we should follow the footsteps given in this story, that cut off ourselves from the material world when we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Don't misuse our power. That is the lesson from Nandi. Lesson from Moon is be humble in front of the speaker. Even though we may have more knowledge than the speaker. And don't be unnecessarily envious of others. Here again the Lord is stated as creator, maintainer and annihilator. Like he created the Yaduvansh, he told all the demigods to take birth, and that's how Yaduvansh was created. He maintained them, he protected them, he built a Dwarka for them, and at the end he destroyed. Actually, in the war of Mahabharata, Lord Krishna not only arranged the destruction of all the demons, but even the Ikshvaku Vansh, that was also destroyed in Mahabharata. There was a king, Brihadbala, who actually was from the Kosala kingdom, and he was the 35th generation coming from Kusha. Kusha is the son of Lord Ram. And he was there, so Bhima had conquered him once, but after that Karna conquered him, and that's how he had to take the side of the Kauravas. Now imagine, Lord Krishna is fighting and one of the descendants of Lord Ram, the Ikshvaku dynasty, is from the Kauravas side. But he had no option. And then on the 13th day of the war, it happened that when Abhimanyu entered the Chakravyuh, by the arrows of Abhimanyu, this Brihadbala was killed. So Lord Krishna actually is the destroyer. He even destroyed his previous incarnations once also. The purport says, the living entities serving the material energy are struggling hard for existence and happiness, which is presented to them as illusion. So there are three ways of looking at this material world. The first way, what we learned, is this was created for the living entities to enjoy. But it is not like that. Then we come to know the second way, that it was created for punishing who wanted to enjoy separate from Krishna. So therefore in this material world, all of us have this experience that whenever we enjoy, we suffer. And especially devotees, because they are chanting, Krishna is so much active in the heart. A devotee is punished and then somewhere Krishna prompts from the heart that you are punished because you did this wrong thing. And every devotee has this experience. And there is third way of looking at this material world, that it was created for giving us a chance for utilizing all the services, all the facilities over here in the service of Lord Krishna and go back to Godhead. For that, one thing we have to give up is the feeling that we are bhokta. Actually, that is the problem. We want to become a bhokta. We want to enjoy. And that is the thing which is coming between us and pure devotional service. The purport Srila Prabhupada writes, the Lord desires, as it directly said in the Bhagavad Gita, all conditioned souls rotting in the kingdom of material energy come back to Him. So actually, you know, Prabhupada uses the word rotting. Now, how many of us have a feeling that we are rotting in this world? We are so comfortable over here. So once Jayadvait Maharaj was giving a class here and he says, are we not ashamed of possessing a body made up of urine and stool? So we have to give up all the engagements. So come back to Him by giving up all the engagements in the material world. And the ways and means are open to all, provided one agrees to follow the footsteps of Narad Muni. That's what Srila Prabhupada writes in the last line, that we should be following the footsteps of... Now, what was Narad Muni? Narad Muni was not just a Bhajnanandi just chanting the holy name. He was a preacher. He was compassionate. Now, we want to follow the footsteps of Narad Muni, so we just... I just listed down what all Narad Muni used to do. He used to take risk. So, a devotee should be ready to take... He was ready to risk his life many times just for preaching and making others devotees. He was a traveler. So those who hate traveling for preaching, Narad Muni used to travel. Follow up till the end. So many times it used to happen. He used to preach somebody. Then again he used to visit him. Again he used to visit him. What is the status? No expectation in return. Nowhere Narad Muni, you know, asks something from any of his disciples. Always enlightening others, no ulterior motive. He was a humble servant. Sometimes he was given odd jobs. So demigods used to tell him, go and tell Kansa that kill all the babies and all. So he used to agree. He used to accept destiny, accept curses. And whenever he cursed, he ensured that the person he cursed is delivered. He cursed Manigreev and Nalakur. And he ensured that they are delivered. We also sometimes feel like cursing others. Many times. I curse you. I feel. But unless we have power that our curse will deliver this person. If I curse somebody, then he should be born in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Unless we have that power, we should not curse others. And we... What will we curse others? If we have that power, we said, let me be born there first. And forget about cursing others. So today is the disappearance day of Gauridas Pandit. Can somebody just put this board up? Gauridas Pandit and Srila Rupa Goswami. So there is a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 17.131. These three name the deity form, the original form of the Lord. All are one. No distinction should be made between them, for all three are transcendental spiritual substance. So this verse specifically is for glorification of the Gauridas Pandit's pastimes, because the Lord, the name, the deity form, the original form of the Lord are same. That's what comes from the pastimes of Gauridas Pandit. He was Subala. The second photo from here is of Subala, one of the 12 gopas, and a very dear associate of Lord Nityananda. It is said that Gauridas Pandit has his body, mind and soul devoted to Nityananda Prabhu. Our status is that our only body is engaged. Our body is engaged. We are chanting the holy name, we are doing deity worship, we are cleaning utensils, we are serving prasad. But mind we keep reserved for ourselves. Because we can have many pleasures through the mind. So, serving with body, mind and soul. This comes in the Chaitanya Bhagavat 3.5.730. Now, his brothers, Damodar, Jagannath and Suryadas. Now, Suryadas's daughters, Janava and Vasudha were married to Nityanand Prabhu. So, one way, actually he was kind of a father-in-law of Nityanand Prabhu. Because his brother's daughters were married to... But still he acted as a servant. Normally father-in-law means she is... But still he acted as a servant. Because in devotional service, it is above all these mundane relationships. So, all of us have visited this place, Ambika Kalna, where the deities of Gauridas Pandit are there. So, when Lord Chaitanya wanted to take sannyas, that time he went to bid goodbye to Gauridas Pandit. And here comes the concept of the Hari Vallabhas. There is a very nice shloka which describes that the Lord is so merciful that most of the time the Lord goes to the devotees. Why Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that don't try to see Krishna, try to serve Krishna in such a way that Krishna wants to see you. Because if you see all the pastimes of the Lord, very rarely a devotee has gone to the Lord. Most of the time it's the Lord who comes. If you see, the Lord himself came to meet Gauridas Pandit. Today is also the disappearance day of Rupa Goswami. The Lord himself came to meet Rupa Goswami. The Lord is so anxious to meet the devotees that he went to Kheturi. And Narottam Das Thakur had not even appeared and he shouted, Narottam, Narottam. So he always goes to the devotees. If you even see the pastimes of Lord Ram, he went to Shabri, he went to Hanuman, he went to Sugriv. So it's always the Lord goes to the devotees. Then, when he went there, he went through a boat and he carried the paddle of the boat with him. And he told Gauridas Pandit that I was in Shantipur and I came through the boat and I have got this paddle. Now use this to take the fallen beings across the river of material suffering. That is what Lord Chaitanya's desire is. To take everybody across the river of material suffering. So that instruction he gave. He also gave him a Bhagavad Gita. Some say that it was handwritten by Lord Chaitanya himself. And that Bhagavad Gita and paddle are still there in the temple. There is a tamarind tree in the temple premise where Lord Chaitanya met him. And Gauridas Pandit possessed such spiritual power that he was able to give Krishna Prem to anyone and everyone. And after staying for few days, the Lord says that I want to leave. And then Gauridas Pandit said, no, stay for some more days. And that, then the Lord said that, okay, myself and Lord Nityananda, exact replica we will leave here. And they turned into deities. And then Gauridas Pandit was so attached to the Lord. He said, okay, you stay here, let the deities go. And then the deities started walking. So then he said, no, let the deities be here. And then he got confused, which are the deities, which is the original. This pastime is just to show how, the deity of the Lord, whom we touch, whom we dress, whom we offer, is not different from the Lord. It's just because we are not that pure that we just see it as Archa Vigraha deity, not, but we still don't see it as the Lord himself. And the deities also used to reciprocate with him. The deities, once became Krishna and Balram. Now when we look, we have a very clear-cut demarcation that this is Radharani, Gopinath, this is Gauranitha. But actually that is all Krishna himself. So the deities of Gauranitha turned into Krishna Balram. And then he said, you remember you are Subala, And they used to have pastimes with Gauridas Pandit. The deities were so much reciprocating that when he was old, the deities got angry with the prasadam he cooked and they said, now you are old, we are not going to eat this because we don't want you to take so much pains for cooking for us. So that was the love. Once there was a disciple of Gauridas Pandit, his name was Hriday Chaitanya. And Gauridas Pandit had gone for some preaching tour and he didn't come back in time. So Hriday Chaitanya and Gaur Purnima was approaching. So he arranged for the Gaur Purnima festival. And when Gauridas Pandit came and he came to know that Hriday Chaitanya had already invited all of his disciples, externally he was angry. He said, now you go. Now you go away from here because you are acting independently. And as Hriday Chaitanya was there on the banks of the river, from that boat came a very rich person. He said, I want to give donation to your guru. Now, Hriday Chaitanya was such a humble person, he didn't start telling him his story. He's, no, now a guru only has rejected me and that's how I am here. Once he saw the opportunity, he forgot. That's how devotees immediately patch up. He said, okay, I'll take you to my guru. He didn't tell him at all that my guru only has banished me and that's how I am here, you know, and actually it was not my fault also. I had just arranged for a Gaur Purnima festival and I was, you know, banned from that temple. No. He took him there. And when Gauridas Pandit received that donation, he said, now you arrange a festival on the banks of the Ganges. And that festival was going on and tumultuous kirtan was going on. And the pujari came running that the deities are missing from the altar. And then Gauridas Pandit with his stick, he came and he saw that Gaurnita deities were dancing. And when the deities saw Gauridas Pandit, they got so scared that they entered the heart of Hriday Chaitanya. And that's how actually he got the name Hriday Chaitanya. This Gauridas Pandit, therefore after that, like Banke Bihari temple, the darshan opens intermittently because the deities have a, you know, love for the devotees. These Gauranita deities darshan also opens intermittently because these deities have jumped from the altar many times. The samadhi of Gauridas Pandit is there in the Shamarai temple in Vrindavan. And this disappearance day of Gauridas Pandit happened today on the Dwadashi. Also, I would just like to speak, these are not my realizations, I heard it from some devotee about the Jhulan Yatra. And it was so nice that I felt like sharing with all of you. That devotee was speaking about Jhulan for the conditioned soul like us. What is the Jhula for us? And he was giving a reference from various Bhagavatam scriptures, His Grace Lal Govind Prabhu. And he said, the Jhula goes ahead. You know, that is happiness for us. When we are in the Jhula, when we are sitting in the Jhula. But the Jhula never stays in that position. We always like that position, you know, when we go ahead. It always comes back. So after every happiness, there is a distress in this material world. He said, first lesson from the Jhula. Then somebody has to push the Jhula from behind always. What is that push? That push is our material desires. So because of our material desires, we make efforts, we go ahead. But we also suffer. Again we come back. The coming back is suffering. And all of you must have played on the Jhula. And Jhula becomes most exciting when we go high up. So he said, more we go high up, more we come back. So that is the material world. More we enjoy, more we suffer. And you remember, when that Jhula becomes too fast, it's very difficult to get down from the Jhula. We used to struggle, and many of us must have fallen also, just to stop that fast Jhula. Many times people fall and then they get injured on the knee. So it's very difficult to give up these engagements when the Jhula becomes fast. Also sometimes, in the garden, this happens very frequently. The children sit on the jhula, parents want to go home, they say, come on, come on, no. So people want to be on the jhula always. They're suffering, enjoying, but they don't want to come out. This jhula rests on the hinges, which is actually the Supreme Lord who is supporting us. So therefore, at the end he said, therefore, get down from the jhula, put Radha Krishna on the jhula and do jhula to them and get out of this suffering and happiness, temporary happiness. Now, before talking about Rupa Goswami, for which I am not eligible, I am sitting on this Vyasasana just because today is a government holiday. It's Mohram. It's not that I have been selected to speak about Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami and all these Goswamis, they were all missionaries. We talk about in the initial days how we used to relish Krishna consciousness. And devotees have, you know, every devotee has this experience that we used to relish Krishna consciousness in our initial days. We used to do kirtan, we used to love, we used to jump into the kirtan. We used to love to hear. And so then analysis was done that why it happens that we lose taste. And then many devotees came up with many things, like some devotees said that maybe we don't commit offenses in the initial stage, and that's how then we start committing offenses. Another reason why we lose taste after the initial experience of the taste is we all in the initial days of Krishna consciousness are in a missionary spirit. You remember the initial days? Wherever we went, whomever we met, when we came to know about this International Society of Krishna Consciousness, we used to just get people here. We used to give them prasad, we used to give them books, we used to preach them. Even when we used to sit in that local train, we used to preach to the person sitting across. Traveling in a bus, we used to preach. Somehow we lose that missionary spirit over the years. And that is also one of the reasons. Because once a person is missionary, then he doesn't have any other needs. Because his only mission is to preach Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada was such a missionary. And so many devotees also. We used to arrange the programs of Bhakti Rasamrit Maharaj. Bhakti Rasamrit Maharaj used to very regularly come in JJ Hospital. And once it happened that he came for the program, he was standing outside the department and department was getting closed. And our Sukhdev Prabhu, he came there and he told the head of department that, sir, our program is there, it is already scheduled. And he said, I had spoken with you, that head of department said, you get the dean's permission. Gets the dean's permission. Without dean's permission, this program cannot happen. Now all those people whom we had dragged from the hostel, you know, it's so difficult to get people for the program. They are all standing. So Sukhdev Prabhu, he went running to the dean office. And dean was having a meeting with all the head of department. So the security guard didn't allow him. He get crashed. He went inside. Now he's standing there and all 30 HODs and the dean are there. And he said, sir, hamara program hai. Uske liye permission chahi. The dean said, who are you? You first get out from here. He said, no, our program is there. Our preacher has come. Partner and the people who want to listen have come. Please sign here. He said, I will hand it to you to police. He said, you hand your to police, you hang me. But you sign here. This is a missionary spirit, you know. The dean said, okay, you cool down. I have signed it. Then he came running to us with the permission. He said, this is the permission. I said, how did this happen? He said, he told me I'll give you to police. I said, give me to police afterwards, but right now you sign here. Because program is... And I was so much impressed by this. You know, we should do anything and everything. this during this COVID times, I had this one experience where one devotee called me. I was taking an online lecture and I saw devotee calling, and because this COVID time, I used to pick up all the phones. So I picked up the call and he said, "Prabhuji, I am breathless. I am in ward number 6, bed number 10, this hospital." I kept the phone. No ICU available, no remdesivir. And I was so scared that if he doesn't get treatment, he will die. So, you know, I always remember that Sukhdev Prabhu story. I also called the dean of that college. I said, "My friend is here, ward number 6, bed number 10. He is not getting ICU. I want him immediately to be..." The dean said, "Hari, tu chilla mat, I'll arrange. Within 5 minutes, you know, the stretcher came and everybody was like, you know, they picked him up. He said, "Kya ho gaya?" He said, "Aapko ICU mein shift kar rahe." And he was shifted into ICU. And, you know, staying in ICU is such an experience. Actually, everybody else in the ICU died. And this only one devotee, this, because we are praying here in the evening, brahmacharis are praying for the whole congregation. He was saved alone. And that was such a scary experience for him. Because he used to talk with the people around and then next day he is dying. I was also admitted in ICU after my last Bhagavatam class, in between these classes. And that time, because this devotee, you know, afterwards used to call me again and again and tell me, "I am feeling uncomfortable." So what used to happen is the mamas from the ward used to call him and tell, "Hari, he also passed away and she also passed away." And that used to affect him. Because, and I used to think, I used to tell him, "Are, theek hai." But when I myself went into ICU, it was not that I was too sick, but because I was a professor, they kept me for close monitoring. So there were 25 beds and all other 24 people were on ventilators. And I was the only person moving around in the ICU, only patient. So it was such an experience, you know, the people the patient sometimes used to call me. They used to see me moving around, so he used to do like this and tell me, "Call his wife." Then I used to go outside, call. And suddenly, I came to know the names of those people also. There was Iyaz. And suddenly I used to hear sound in the night. "Iyaz, Iyaz." And then doctors are doing, you know, giving him shock and putting him on ventilator or giving him injections in the heart. And then next day, the person passes away. I saw a 14-year-old boy who was on the next bed passing away due to respiratory distress syndrome. So, you know, that was affecting me so much. And I used to see somebody's mother coming in and the children, you know, young children, they are sitting by mama. "Mama, theek hai, you will become okay." And when I used to go to the washroom, I used to see the mother and she used to be, you know, breathing, trying to breathe through that respirator. The next day I saw that female also died. So staying there was such a horrible experience. And when we come out, again we have tendency to forget. The material world is so horrible. We don't have any experience, and that's why probably we don't have intensity in our devotional service. Speaking about Rupa Goswami, once I had met one devotee from this Gaud Saraswat Brahmin community. And he told me that his first introduction, this devotee told me, "We are GSBs." I said, "Okay." I didn't know about GSB. I am from Satara. Satara only Maratha people stay. So I was not knowing other sub-communities. And so he said, "I am GSB." I said, "What is GSB?" So GSB means Gaud Saraswat Brahmin, the same community to which Rupa Goswami belonged. So I felt, wow, this is so good. Then they said that we were from Bengal, therefore Gaud, and then, you know, they were eating fish and all. And then the god Saraswat Brahmins used to eat fish in between. But then I said, I also have this opportunity to become a follower of Rupa Goswami. Right? That's why all our devotees, those who follow Rupa Goswami, are called Rupanugas. So it's not that only those devotees who are from GSB community, they are very fortunate, of course. But even from a person from a meat eater community like me, he also has this opportunity to become connected to Rupa Goswami by becoming a Rupanuga. But for that, we have to follow the instructions given by Rupa Goswami. Anya abhilashita shunyam. We should not have any other desire. Now, Rupa Goswami also approached Mahaprabhu. Again, the same principle. Mahaprabhu had no reason to go to Ramkeli, but he just went there for Rupa and Sanatan. And when they came to know that Mahaprabhu is here, they didn't approach him directly. They approached Nityanand Prabhu and Haridas Thakur first. So that is the humility of Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. I remember once we had done this drama of meeting of Rupa and Sanatan, where Sri Chaitanya Prabhu had become Nawab Hussain Shah. And Gaur Gopal Prabhu was Rupa Goswami and Madhvacharya Prabhu was Sanatan Goswami. And this was my first experience. There used to be always a Brahmachari drama. And this was my first experience of drama only. I was never acted in drama. My first drama was this. And the devotee was acting as Keshav Khatri. He was supposed to give mic to Madhvacharya Prabhu. And he disappeared after his scene. So the whole drama, Madhvacharya Prabhu, so dialogues nobody could hear because he didn't have mic. And this particular meeting where Rupa Goswami met Lord Chaitanya, they were so humble that they said that we are more fallen than Jagai and Madai. Now, we also never feel that I am more fallen than Jagai Madai. How many of us have really that feeling that we look at Jagai Madai and we feel they are so horrible? And here, genuinely here, they have a feeling that we were, because this humility is the principle. If you see the verses of Shikshashtakam, all the 8 verses actually reflect humility. While Radhanath Maharaj talks about Trunadapi Sunichan, because if you check all the verses, all verses reflect humility. The first verse, Cheto Darpan, by saying Cheto Darpan Marjanam, we agree that my mind is dirty. That is humility. Second verse says Durdai Vyaham, that I don't have any taste. That is humility. Third verse itself is directly speaking about humility. The fourth verse is begging, Mama Janmani Janmashuri. We are in a begging mood, and that is also humility. Fifth verse also talks about Patitam Mam Vishame Bhav. I am fallen. That is humility. The sixth verse, that Nainam Galadashrudhara, that I don't have any love for you. A person is humbly saying that. The seventh verse says, Shunyaitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda. Without you, O Lord, everything is zero. Normally, you know, a person who is not humble, he feels that without me, everything is zero. If I leave this, everything will collapse here. But here, he is agreeing that without you, O Lord, everything is. And the eighth verse is the epitome of all humility, which says that you treat me the however you want, I am still your servant. So all the 8 verses of the Shikshashtakam actually speak about humility. Rupa Goswami then ran away. He went to Prayag. Sanatan Goswami took sick leave. So those who are in government service, we consider Sanatan Goswami as our acharya for sick leave. You know that whenever you want sick leave, you have one acharya who took sick leave in government service and went for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So Lord Chaitanya met Rupa Goswami at Prayag and there he instructed him. And if you see, another good thing that also happened in Prayag for all of us, is Srila Prabhupada meeting Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and receiving both the initiation. So, you know, Lord Chaitanya instructing Rupa Goswami, and same place, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur accepting Srila Prabhupada as his disciple. And at the Dashashwamedh Ghat, the instructions were given, which is called as Rupa Shiksha. And there all these verses, you know, the creeper of devotion and how we should nourish it with constant kirtan and hearing is there. We talk this particular month as the month of Shravan. So Shravan is also similar to Shravan. You know, so we can also call it Shravan ka Mahina, because we should, this is one of the most auspicious months. When I heard this whole description of how the devotional creeper goes up high and then bears fruits, somehow in our Maharashtrian culture, I had heard songs like this about the devotional creepers. But I had never taken it seriously. But only after coming to ISKCON, I could connect the dots. There is a very nice song in Marathi called as Mogara Fulala. And I always thought it is a Shrungar song, something like Mogara Fulala. Now I realize that Fule Vechita Bahuru Kaliyasi Ala, where the saint is saying that by the time I pick up the flower, again flower comes up. This is how Ivale Se Ropa Lavi Ele Dari Tayacha Velu Gela Gaganavari, that I had planted a small tree and which has gone so higher up. So now I relate that yes, this is the similarity between teachings of Lord Chaitanya and the teachings which are taught by all our saints. That yes, that devotional creeper can go high up and it can bear so many fruits and flowers that our whole life can become fragrant. But then Lord Chaitanya talks about mad elephant offense, because we offend devotees and we don't put a proper fence, our devotional creeper does not grow. Lord Chaitanya, Rupa Goswami went to Jagannath Puri and so humble, didn't go to the Jagannath temple, stayed with Haridas Thakur. So Lord Chaitanya used to come to meet both of them. So through Haridas Thakur, Lord taught forbearance, and through Rupa and Sanatan, he taught humility. And Rupa Goswami used to write plays when he was at Satyabhamapur. The Satyabhama used to come into his dream and then she said, you write different dramas for Dwarka Leela and separate drama for Vrindavan Leela. And the greatest contribution of Rupa Goswami is the literature which he has left behind, the verses he wrote, the famous verse that when I hear this holy name, I feel I should have millions of tongues and millions of ears. You know, we don't have any taste. Only time I feel I should have millions of tongues is when I see that Rajbhog tray coming for serving. Then I feel that I should have more tongues, because now my capacity has gone down to eat. Otherwise, I never feel in Krishna consciousness that I should have millions of tongues. And when he was in Vrindavan, he was searching the deity of Govinda Dev, and then a Vrajvasi boy came to him and told him that on this Gomati Tila, below that you will find the Govinda Dev deity. And such a nice Radha Govinda temple is there, we still visit. And this Govinda deity is now in Jaipur, and rather it is the heart and soul of Jaipur, which is the worshipable deity of Srila Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami's pastimes at Ter Kadam, where he used to write, and the tree used to reciprocate. You know, whenever Radha Krishna used to be separated, the tree, when Rupa Goswami used to write leelas about that, the tree used to dry up. And whenever Rupa Goswami used to write about how Radha Krishna came together, the tree used to flower. So, you know, see, a tree, just by association of Rupa Goswami, see this effect of association. The tree became such a great devotee that it also could understand the feelings of Viparalamba. So this is the power of association. And of course, when we glorify Rupa Goswami, we say that Sri Chaitanya Manovrishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam. So he says that when will Rupa Goswami give me shelter? You know, because Sri Chaitanya Manovrishtam, what was there in the mind of Lord Chaitanya was understood by Rupa Goswami. And our duty, and this, the before I end today's session, I must say that Rupa Goswami's another contribution in our life is that he inspired Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was staying just bang opposite the samadhi of Rupa Goswami. And there were so many pastimes where, you know, Rupa Goswami used to come and talk with Srila Prabhupada. He used to come in dreams of Srila Prabhupada. And that's because of Rupa Goswami and his inspiration which he gave to Srila Prabhupada. All of us, we are sitting here. So it's our duty that on this day, we thank our Acharya, Rupa Goswami. Because of him, these so many temples and this whole society is there everywhere. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad ki, Sri Gauridas Pandit ki, Jhulan Yatra Mahamotsav ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Thank you.